Good morning. All right, we're going to begin this morning. We're going to have Mike read a passage out of Colossians. This is something we've been looking at in Sunday school. So this is a part of Colossians 1 that he's going to be reading for us.
This is talking about Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through the blood shed on the cross.
Amen.
Yeah. There is a river here. Thank you. we thank you for the fact that you are a mighty fortress that we can run into in time of need. You can protect us from evil around us. You can protect us from even when the evil does get to us, that you are a fortress that we can cling to and know, even in times of trouble when the darkness seems to be winning and everything seems to be going wrong. And God, we thank you for that. Thank you that even as you are a fortress, we thank you, God, for the way that you are so many things to us, that you are a fortress to us, and yet, God, we invite you to invade our hearts and our homes and make your residence there. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that no matter what's coming our way, that we can turn to you and trust in you and be saved by you. And so, God, as we look at our prayer list today, with so many things that we can pray for, so many people who need help or need prayer, many who are not even on this list, God, we thank you especially today for Dale Whitmer, who has undergone surgery on his wrist, and he has attested this morning to the fact that recovery is going about as well as it can. And God, we thank you and praise you for that. And God, we pray for Arayla, the friend of Lori Cole, who at a very young age is going through a battle with cancer. Just pray that you'd be with her. Pray for Harold Godshaw and Joni as they're battling Harold's cancer. Just pray that you'd be with him and her as they go through this together. And we pray for Kay Nixdorf as she continues to heal from knee surgery. Just pray that soon we would be able to see her back here. And we pray for Davina Schober as she has many maladies, many things that she's dealing with physically. Just pray that you'd be with her. And just thank you for her testimony of faith in you, that even though so much seems to be going so wrong, that she can find the hope even in the very dark time that she's in. We thank you, God, for all of the expectant mothers in our church and beyond this church that we have here on this list. Just pray that you'd be with mother and child. Just pray for health. Pray for healthy deliveries and healthy lives. Just thank you for the new life that these babies speak of. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We just thank you for Deanne. Just be with her as she continues to work in Thailand. Pray for Church Planting International and the Shepherd family. Just be with them as they continue to work so faithfully. Pray for Mark and Kristen in working in Peru, whom we will be hearing from later this morning. And for Tiffany Nunez, who is in medical school and directing a children's ministry of Josiah's House. And thank you that we also will be able to hear from her this morning as well. And we also thank you for Mary Hannah and her recent medical trip to Kenya. And even now she is winging her way home somewhere between Dubai and JFK as we speak. Just pray for safe travels for her, and thank you that she and Ron will be reunited tonight around 9 o'clock. Just pray that you'd be in all of her travels, and thank you for the time that she had there. And God, we pray for the greater world around us. Pray, God, that that the worship of Yahweh would come to places where it is not, that the light would shine in the dark places of this earth, and that your name would be proclaimed where now other names are proclaimed. Because God, we know that you own it all, that you created this world, you created these people, and God, I pray that your name would be on the lips of everyone in this world. And we know that your kingdom advances every day, and we thank you for that, God. Thank you for that. And we just pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. As I said in my prayer, we will be hearing from Mark and Kristen this morning and from Tiffany Nunez, so we're very excited about that. And if all goes well, Mark will actually be bringing the morning message as long as the internet service holds up, so we're very looking forward to that as the technical people are working on this right now as we speak. So I'm going to jump into the announcements here. As you see in the bulletin, there's a wedding invitation there to the wedding of Phil and Giovanna. They're opening, inviting everyone to attend the ceremony. It's down in Quarryville at Shiloh Community Fellowship, March 4th at 1 o'clock. So if you're free to go and it's something that God's laying on your heart, feel free to attend that. This morning, you may notice the absence of Steve and Timothy today. That is because Steve had a preaching engagement at Christ the King Church that he couldn't really back out of, and so he's there bringing the morning message at CTK. Timothy is sick, and he's at home right now, so we are kind of flying by the seat of our pants this morning, and hopefully if the internet service holds fast, Mark will be bringing the morning message. We do have a backup plan if it does hold out. So we'll see how it goes here. Joyce brought it to my attention this morning that this coming Tuesday, during the we normally would have kids choir scheduled. Due to it being Valentine's Day, there's a lot of families who are doing things at home for Valentine's Day. So I believe we're going to cancel kids choir for this week. So you can just note that. Also, there are LCCS is continuing to have open houses. If you're interested in that, there's some dates there for that. Also, if you notice in the front of the bulletin, there's a note here from someone who, Linda Bradley. They used our church for an event that they had for a nonprofit, and it sounds like it was a wonderful time, and just very grateful for the use of our facilities, and we're just grateful that we could do that for them. It sounds like they're doing a good work in the community, and so we're very grateful to have been able to do that. And, you know, there's ways sometimes in which we as a church, we're ministering even when we don't know it or understand it. You know, there's things like even just the use of our building was such a blessing to this lady. And so that's just a great thing. So I believe as long as everything's working right, the plan here is we're going to be having an interview with Tiffany Nunez. Tiffany Nunez is a young lady that Mark and Kristen met while in Peru and just possessed a beautiful spirit about her. And through the funds that are received for Victoria's Fund, they chose to send Tiffany Nunez through medical school. She, I believe, had to move to Bolivia in order to do that. So she is currently in medical school. And the purpose of that would be, which we'll learn about this in a moment, the purpose of that would be for her to be able to minister in, I believe, jungle settings or even in the city there to kids who are in need of very basic medical care. She would, I believe, graduate with a nursing degree. And so that's a great thing. And it's a big investment for Victoria's Fund, I believe. So there's a lot hanging on it there. And in the meantime, while she was in medical school, she began to oversee a children's ministry. I believe it was called Josiah's House, if I'm not mistaken. So we're very excited to hear from them this morning, and hopefully this all goes well. The internet service in Peru is notoriously spotty. At times they do have long periods of good service, and we were hoping for that this morning. Okay. I believe what we'll do at this time, we are going to have the greeting, I believe. And so maybe kids should stay up because the Victoria's Fund, the interview with Tiffany is something, these kids every week give money to Victoria's Fund during kids' church. And so this is very much so something that the kids are giving to every week. And also I believe there's going to be a special treat at the end, which we'll all hear. So you can greet one another now in Jesus' name.